Well, good morning, everybody. Sometimes the things that we think are most important aren't really that important. Probably a good idea from time to time for us to remember what Judgment Day will be like. Jesus, when we knock on heaven's door, is not going to ask us, "What did you study? How many degrees do you have? How many A's did you get? How many touchdowns? How many home runs did you make in your high school career?" He's not going to ask us how much money is in our bank account or how many letters were after our name. He's not going to ask us if we attended to the T, to the rubrics and the rituals of the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. If we do it right, when Judgment Day comes for us, we will knock on heaven's door and Jesus will say, "It's my best friend. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was sick, you took care of me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was in prison, you visited me. I was persecuted, and you protected me. You were always there for me. Come in." The second reading today, St. James says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled is taking care of the widow, the orphan, living this sort of life of charity, and being unstained by the world." Judgment Day will simply be, did you live a life filled with oneness with me, Jesus will say, in the sacraments, so that my charity overflowed through you into the world? That is what we will be judged on, according to our gospel today, according to Matthew 25. According to the Catechism of the Church, according to our 2,000-year tradition. Let's live a life ready for that day, because we know not the day nor the hour. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.